¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Boats and Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host. I am not alone today. Thank goodness. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. I'm sorry that I left you down here by yourself, but it was really good.
Thank you. You know, the show must go on. I didn't want to miss a week, so I figured something was better than nothing. It was a little dry, but I'm so happy to be back with a family member today. I really like looking at somebody, not just here alone with my own thoughts. So happy Thanksgiving week, everyone. What a festive week. We've made it.
This is Dad's favorite week of the year.
Really?
I mean, I gotta check in with him. It always has been.
I kind of agree. It's a really fun week. There's so much going on, and the anticipation of the holiday season, everybody's home. Like, it's just a really fun time to be around.
It is fun. This is the first time in many years that I haven't had somebody coming home.
You mentioned
everyone
that.
Everyone is home. Which is also kind of nice. But it was funny over the weekend. Elizabeth and I were, doing stuff around the house. And Elizabeth pointed out that the weather was so nice, and it looked like there were whole families taking walks. Like, and you and I were laughing about that. Like, you know, like the mom or dad was like, all right, let's go. Everyone out of the house. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to spend some time together.
No, that's exactly trudging. What it was.
I saw people trudging behind their parents.
We were clocking it throughout the entire neighborhood. It was that. It was hordes, groups of families walking like, all right, get your windbreakers, Ron. We're going to go look at the lake, you know, and everybody's like talking and asking questions, even though they haven't seen each other in like 8 months. So they're packing every family thing into this week.
It was cute.
And also, the other day, everybody was out on a run. I don't know if we're preparing for our turkey trots, but it was like dodgems trying to get here. This was not today because it's raining, but everybody was running. So I was kind of feeling like I should get out on a run.
I think there's been a panic in the air because the weather's been really lovely.
Yes, I agree.
So everyone's like, okay, this might be the last day. We need to get out
there.
Lots
of cranes around the neighborhood getting those Christmas wreaths up on chimneys. I've seen a lot of men screaming at each other trying to get, like, work people coming in. Landscapers are doing it. It's been very nice over
there. Leaf blowers. I mean, if you don't have one, I feel like everyone should look on Black Friday sales and get one. The frantic people outside blowing their leaves.
I was at the grocery store on Saturday morning before my little birthday party, which was like maybe the worst decision I've made all month.
Yeah.
And there were so many people and no one was moving fast enough. I actually thought I was going to freak out because I was stuck behind so many slow people. And I mean, I'm sure they were, but I was like, you have to move it along.
Only needed like three things.
And this was on me. But it was also like the parking lot was lethal. Like, I felt like there should have been somebody out there, like a crossing guard directing people on. It's like everybody lost the ability to like park.
It's so funny. I had coffee this morning with my friend Amy, who is an avid podcast listener. We love her. She dropped something off at our house the other day, and then she was on her way to the grocery store. And she said, I got a text later, and then we talked about it today at coffee. She got to the grocery store. She was dreading it, like just wanted no part of it. She's hosting Thanksgiving. She forgot her list.
No. Did she already make it inside?
She made it to a nice parking spot.
Oh, my gosh.
And she thought, okay, I can do this. I'm going to. And she'd worked days on the list.
No, she had to go back and get it.
She did not.
Oh, she didn't.
She managed. She said there was one thing she forgot.
Oh, wow. You know that's amazing. That was a mental. Wait, I'm so impressed by her.
Isn't it?
Yes. I'm so impressed.
Yes. So everyone, I mean, if you're putting your list, I'm still a list writer on a piece of paper for the grocery store.
Yes.
And I think that people look at me crazy because I'm still walking around with like a pencil
don't
and
worry.
A piece of paper, and everyone's got
some
app.
I'm looking at them crazy because they're moving at a glacier space. Like, yeah. They are so slow. There was this one woman who I was behind, and I actually thought that she had froze because she was moving so slowly. I was like, is everyone okay? Like, you have to move. Like, we don't have all day.
Right.
I was so impatient that day. I was not in the festive spirits. I was like in and out.
And I think if you embrace it and you know it's going to be crowded, people are going to be slow, everyone's thinking, you have to be prepared, and you were not.
No, I was not prepared.
No, yours was like a dash. You had like three things.
Right.
You weren't like,
no, I wasn't doing like a huge,
your family.
Oh God, no, I was
Thanksgiving.
Not. No. I wasn't feeding a family. I wasn't doing a massive haul. None of those things.
Let's. I'm feeling like that's your bow.
Oh my gosh, my bow was.
Let's hear about it.
Definitely my birthday party over the weekend. It was so lovely. If you follow me everywhere else, I feel like you probably saw it. But on Saturday, I hosted a little apartment get together for my birthday. It was called Bo's Bakery. Mm-hmm. It started at 2:30. It was so lovely. We had different pastries and cookies and iced coffee and champagne and cupcakes and cake, and it was lovely. It was a time. And we were all kind of laughing because it literally felt like Christmas morning in my apartment, because everyone was so sweet and brought a little like birthday gift for me, and so I put them underneath the tree. Or like, it was just a pretty day, and I had the tree going and I had Christmas music playing, and we were all laughing because it felt like Christmas morning.
That's so sweet. You kind of kicked off the
holidays. I feel like we did. And it was so nice. And everyone was so sweet. And then a lot of people were, well, okay, so my actual birthday is November 30th, but we celebrated it earlier because obviously this week is so busy with people.
Right.
And lots
right.
of my friends are out of town and are going home. So it was easier to just back it up and do it ahead of time. And I also don't like to be stressed out on my birthday. That's like another thing about me, is I like no stress on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And then also we're on Baby Bean Watch. And the last thing I wanted was for Bo's Bakery to be, you know, in the middle of labor and delivery.
No.
Could you imagine? I would have just been like, everyone take a cupcake and run.
Bo and Bean Bakery.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm so happy we did it ahead of time. And then on my actual birthday, we're just going to go to dinner as a family, which is perfect.
Perfect.
It's Sunday. Which also, it's at the very end of a huge, like, you know, holiday week. But
it is true. Sometimes your birthday falls on Thanksgiving weekend, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yes. So yeah, that was definitely my bow. Was
it
my
was,
birthday
I
party.
I loved your skirt.
Thank
your
you.
Green skirt.
Everyone really loved that.
I feel like you could wear that again.
Oh, I'm definitely going to wear it again.
Tights and a riding boot or something.
No, I loved it. And it didn't crease or wrinkle or anything.
Hmm.
And I was, you know, running all around, and it stayed perfect.
And
yeah.
I think it's also available in other colors.
It is available in other colors. Yes. No, it was a great price point. It was so easy. I was comfortable. I really liked my outfit a lot.
No, you looked really cute. And
thank you.
You had on, was it just a black long sleeve t-shirt?
Just a black long sleeve tee.
So cute. Yeah. And then you wore that Zara necklace that was all sparkles. And Claire later said she thought that your shirt had the sparkles around it. So that's a great necklace.
Oh, it's a great necklace. I feel like I'm going to wear it a lot, especially this month of December. Like, even for New Year's, it would be a great necklace. We have a lot of great new pieces from Zara. But yeah, everyone looked super cute. And like you said, it kind of just kicked off.
And I like that time of the day. You and I talked about this.
Yes.
Because you're not ruining anyone's day.
No,
not that
no.
coming to Bo's Bakery would ever ruin anyone's day. But you're not taking up a massive chunk of time on the weekend.
Absolutely.
So I kind of like it. And you're not really competing with anything else.
That was the other thing that made me feel better about it. Because, you know, entertaining can always be nerve-wracking. Like, everybody still had their evenings free. Some people had, like, a Friendsgiving that night. So it really did not impede on anyone's plans for the most part, which was great.
Yeah. It was good. It looked lovely.
It was lovely. And you and I set up a lot of stuff on Friday evening and then finished up the next day on Saturday. That's when I had to get to the grocery store. So I was, you know, I forgot that I hit Thanksgiving traffic.
Right. But thank goodness we were ahead. Like,
thank goodness
ahead.
We were ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you had to do major shopping, it would have been.
No. I would have had to cancel.
Yes. So that's definitely your bow.
Yes.
Do you have
definitely
a low?
My bow. I would say my low. I don't know what's going on. I'm having some temple pain.
Mm.
You're like, don't get into it. I think I. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like barometric pressure
I
or my
you
sinuses.
Had a sourdough situation.
Well, I at first thought my jaw's been really locked. I was at a housewarming party like a week and a half ago, and she made sourdough, and I was so excited to eat the sourdough that I took a big bite out of it. You guys know, well, you know, I love bread.
Yes,
and I kind of like hit this tooth the wrong way, and so that set me off for a few days.
You might have also just twisted your jaw in a funny way.
Yeah. So I have been having some sinus pressure. I don't think I'm getting sick. I think it's just the weather. But yeah, my temple has been a little, it was pulsating the other night. And so then after my birthday party, when I was out, I think I was also just like hyped up about my birthday and, you know, running around. And then later that night, once the party had gone and I was kind of calmed down, I'm like, you guys, like my temple, it's like pulsating. Liz was like, you need to calm down. Like you're fine. So yeah, that would probably be my low. Other than that, I feel like I've had a pretty great week. We've just been like working so hard on holiday content and brand campaigns. And you were back over yesterday at my apartment, helped me meet with this amazing, I'm doing a campaign with Mackenzie Childs and it looks like a showroom. I have so many Mackenzie Childs pieces and we set up this whole thing and it was so beautiful. So yeah, what would your bows and lows be? Enough about me.
No, I love that Mackenzie Childs stuff is just gorgeous. I would say my bow is that I got the Christmas decorations up on Saturday.
Yes.
And I feel very good about that because I did it calmly and I was it was festive. We had football on.
Yes.
And I don't know. I felt really good about it. So good that this happens. I'm sure this happens to a lot of different people. Sometimes I just stick with the basics and then other times I just keep adding to it.
Yes. I feel like you're in an adding mood this year.
I'm in an adding mood because last year we had only been in the house a little over a month and I was still adjusting and soaking in and so excited to have everything as it was.
Of course.
I really wasn't completely in the mood to add Christmas decorations.
Totally understandable.
Yes. But this year I've been doing all sorts of odd little things. Like I found that we had an extra tree that was in your apartment last year. It was actually a tree from Claire's apartment.
Yes.
It's really only maybe 5.5-6 feet.
It's not super big.
No, it's just a little tree. But I put it in our foyer.
It's so pretty.
And I got to tell you, Walmart and my Texas House brand, I don't follow that woman, but I have that Walmart membership. Mm-hmm. This isn't even a sponsored thing. I'm just talking about
it really
this Walmart.
Be.
And it came within an hour. I needed some more ornaments to put on there. So I did all silver and gold and some glass hanging things. We should actually, maybe we could take a picture. We'll add this to our list of things. Take a picture and then link what's on there. It's charming.
It's beautiful. The tree.
Yes. And then I sent Dad up to Target to do a pickup order. And I got a really pretty little ruffled green velvet Christmas tree skirt. Mm, mm-hmm. I still want to wrap a couple of presents, just some empty boxes, and put it under that tree. But it's just lovely because depending on where you're standing, you get a little bit of twinkle from both trees.
I love the... Yeah, keep going. Sorry, keep going.
I'm into my Christmas decorations. And then... Oh, and I added more things to our main tree, one of which are these... I don't know. They're probably, with the tail, I feel like it's like 2.5 feet long. You and I got them at West Elm and they are birds and they're gold and you clip them onto your tree. I mean, it's borderline scary looking,
no,
but then you
them.
Put them on and they are, I only bought four of them. I could maybe go for a couple more. They are so exquisite.
They're beautiful. I love the birds.
Love them.
I love the birds. They're so sweet.
And then I use that amazing ribbon that we have from Amazon that I've used. It's like 4 inches satin. And I did really pretty blues in the main tree.
Yes.
And then I did a green velvet that I got from Walmart on the other tree. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. But my friend Amy delivered a whole batch of finished needlepoint. And I had done a bunch of bag charms. I did fruits and I think it was all fruits in the summertime that we used as bag charms.
Fruits, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I made two for each of you. Well, these same bag charms, I did, I think 6 or 8 holiday ones. Claire actually did a couple, but I'm going to keep them. And she finished them all with these beautiful Liberty fabrics on the back. So this morning I got out, it was in one of your dorm rooms. It's just a 2-foot-tall tree.
Yes.
I have to show it to you.
Wait, where is it?
It's upstairs in our study. It is so cute. And I went and got my fruit bag charms and then I put the Christmas ones on it.
Stop.
And it's my needlepoint.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas tree. And then I have a Ralph's coffee that just hangs on my doorknob.
Wait, this is actually a really good idea for a reel. Like we need to do this. Yeah, and set it up.
It's not totally finished. I mean, it took 2 seconds to put the ornaments on, but I put the Ralph's thing at the top. And I just put, in fact, when I ran upstairs, we're working in the studio all day today, and I have a silver-footed bowl from Pottery Barn. I put the tree in it.
Oh my gosh, when did you do this?
Well, I was supposed to be working on something and I had a great idea. So I ran upstairs.
I snuck upstairs
and I got the bowl. And I think I have leftover like moss balls and like, you know, green moss.
Right.
I'm going to cover it. And it's on the end table. It's teeny tiny, but it's really cute.
I can't wait to see this. And I'm going to definitely share this on socials because this sounds absolutely charming.
It's cute. So I was telling Amy, you know, she dropped them off. One is cuter than the next. And she said that it's a very cool thing. She didn't use the word cool. I'm saying cool. But she said that needle pointers love the whole Christmas category.
Oh, you know, I can totally see that. Like, who doesn't love the whole Christmas category?
Like, the, you know, there's stockings, whatever, but it's, and I've seen a reel once where it was a huge tree and the person had all ornaments on it.
My gosh.
Yes. I mean, I could see how you would go that way, but I like these bag charms because I don't want to spend all my needlepoint time making Christmas ornaments at this stage.
Yeah,
but
you're more of a year-round stitcher.
Exactly.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very niche to do it for all 1 month.
But then you're only like shining star for this season. You have to be the shining star for the whole year with your projects. Yes. Right.
So I felt like I was really good with just having a few of these Christmas ones.
And you know what I love is just walking around the house and continually finding trees that have been set up. Like yesterday, I dropped something off in Elizabeth's room and she had her little tree, which I remember from last year, but I had forgotten. And I just chuckled to myself because
it's so cute.
There's Christmas everywhere this year. And I personally love it. And I think especially with the baby coming, like everyone's going to hunker down and be so cozy. So you might as well deck the halls.
Deck the halls. I still want to put something. I did get velvet shams for my bedroom.
Ooh.
They're like a pretty, they're from Serena and Lily. They're just like a really pretty light blue.
I love this.
Yes. So I see that it's a little bit of a holiday. No one else has noticed, but I love it. But I do need like a little something, maybe on my bathroom vanity or
I could see that
in my closet. I haven't decided what.
When my favorite piece of the decor is actually on the exterior, and you did this last year, the wreaths.
Those are being hung tomorrow.
Those were crazy.
I loved them.
I'm saying crazy in a way. It looked like a gingerbread house.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked them.
It's so pretty. I love the wreaths.
And they're like a champagne velvet bow that they're putting on. And so those are going up tomorrow. I did say the other day, gosh, I wish I had a giant gold nutcracker.
I don't know why you don't just do it. I would order them.
Maybe I could.
Are they like outrageous?
I don't know. There are some from Frontgate.
Yes.
I've seen them before at Home Goods.
Home Goods, sometimes you can get lucky, but my guess is that all of the life-size nutcrackers have been scooped up and they're part of a family now.
They've been adopted
somewhere. Yeah, they're
gone. They're gone. Spoken for.
Yes.
I don't know. It seems like a little bananas. Like, do they tip over? You know, I don't know.
Right. So such good questions.
Yeah. And then I got to store
them. And
then
if you don't like them and you have to return them, like, I mean, I don't even know how we go about that.
No, it's too much.
It's like delivering a person back. That would be crazy.
We no longer need him.
No, we no longer need him.
Right.
Well, your Christmas decorations look out of a magazine and the house just feels so cozy. And I love the tree. And also when I came back over on Sunday to bring like a lot of the serving pieces back over from the birthday party, I didn't actually realize that you had decorated. It was just kind of sprung upon me. So, you know, what an amazing tour I had. Because there was different things. Like, you got this Juliska Raffia sleigh that's on the island, which is so pretty.
Yes.
And you kind of did a little vignette over with, like, our Juliska coffee mugs.
Yes. And that could be my favorite part in the kitchen. I mean, I love the sleigh. In fact, Laura said that when the baby comes, we should take the sleigh. I think it's the cutest idea. And she goes, you got to put it under the tree and put the baby in it because it looks like a prop.
It does.
It's so true, like with a pretty blanket. And then I don't know if we'll take it off my island and put the baby on the ground in it, but it's really cute. But I did this at the lake house, which I think we had talked about. And anybody can do this. It's so fun to make a little vignette.
Yes. And I love the vignettes. It's elevated vignettes here, though. Like sometimes
I go a little cutesier.
No, I didn't mean it like that. But like, we don't really do a lot of vignettes here. Like, I feel like the house was decorated and then it's been like that for this past year. But I love the way that you've integrated these elevated vignettes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Emily.
I wanted to talk about that.
And I just, I set it up like it's almost like a serving board, and it's got napkins. It's really cute.
It's
so,
and it's very cozy in the kitchen. I love how you kind of combined the two themes this year, which is like browns and greens and almost like raffia tones, and then your pretty blue and white chinoiserie throughout the whole house.
And I put it in the dining room. It's very tasteful. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I will, we'll have to share the pieces, but Dillard's has this great line of blue and white chinoiserie. And I'm going to say in September, they had it last year and I missed out. This could be my low. And there were these two sizes. I'm looking directly at the camera as I say this.
Can we get a tight shot?
Yeah. There were two sized nutcrackers. Okay. And I'm talking like 15 and maybe 12. And I was so excited. I'm like, okay, this is fantastic. This is ideal.
Yes.
Well, I never completed the order. Like, they stayed in my cart. And by the time I went back, like later in the afternoon, they were sold out.
That's crazy. I'm so
and
sorry.
I have periodically, so everyone can relate to like just something that you kind of wanted. They're not even expensive. And I have checked and rechecked and I get my hopes up and they aren't available. So I went on to eBay.
Oh, whoa. We pulled out. You haven't done an eBay moment in.
I don't know when.
But I don't know when.
I'm like, these smart people.
Yes.
Bought all everything of the nutcrackers. They bought them all. And they are, I think the one was $55 or something. And maybe the other one was $35. I mean, not inexpensive, but not outrageous.
Right, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. $250.
You're lying.
I am not. I am not. I guess.
Nutcracker Gate.
Yeah. I'm thinking, is this the Christmas spirit?
That's crazy.
But you know what? They're making money. Like, good for them.
Of course. They knew
that people would want them.
God forbid a woman starts a business.
Right. I mean, I'm proud of them. Like, good
right.
for them.
You're that an entrepreneur. Was, a little strange, right. but you're an entrepreneur.
No, I'm happy for them because people want these.
People do.
Well, as we're getting closer to people decorating, the prices have come down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I got a set of two.
Were you in a little bit of a bidding war or did you just get it?
I'm a buy now girl.
You're a buy now. You've always been a buy now.
I'm a buy now.
We don't bid. We don't waste time.
No. I don't have time.
I don't have time to bid.
No. No. I either want it or I don't.
I'm either the first or it's not happening.
Right. I did have to spend a little bit more. I got both for $125 and it has shipped.
Okay. Well, that seems like what the original price might have been.
They were sold out last year and they were sold out this year.
I kind of love this little hunt for you. I actually have not heard this story yet.
Oh, you hadn't?
No.
Oh, it fires me up. Those nutcrackers.
No, and I feel like with you, if you get fixated on it, you're like, I'm getting these.
And also, there's other things in the collection, which I bought most of them, but I'm like, what is it about those nutcrackers? I got the nutcracker cookie jar.
Yes.
That doesn't seem to be as exciting as these two.
It's so interesting.
They will be guarding our family room
this
Christmas.
And we will be holding on to these. Yes. That is so funny, Mom. Yeah. What a great story.
Oh, I'm so
glad. You really worked for your nutcrackers. You really put in the work this year for the nutcrackers.
I'm getting emails. They're working on the order. I want them.
I really hope that, yeah, that's hilarious.
And they're all being sold brand new. So these smart people bought them and they're reselling them and they're making a little bit of money.
They're making a little bit of money.
So good for them.
Yeah. Wow. That's a crazy nutcracker decorating story.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm trying to think what other updates we have for everybody. I mean, I just can't believe that Thanksgiving is Thursday. And
it's crazy.
I guess tomorrow. This is so weird because tomorrow is obviously the night before Thanksgiving when everybody goes out. I'm like not really in a headspace right now. I'm like texting Elizabeth.
I feel like you will be.
I know, but it's just like so crazy going on a Wednesday. I mean, we did it last year, but it's quite the marathon of a week. But then I'm seeing some college friends later on in the week, which will be fun. And yeah,
I think you'll rally by tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine.
Because I feel like everybody's out.
Everybody's out. Right?
Yeah, I don't know who everybody is, but I think they're out.
I love when you say sweeping statements like that. No, 100%. I feel like the bars will be just as busy as the grocery stores.
Yes, it's so true.
And no one will be moving anyway, just like at the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you have some questions for us. A little Thanksgiving themed episode. Also, this is, well, go ahead. We'll start with this.
Wait, before we do this, though,
I feel like there's something else we need to talk about.
Well, two things. I was going to talk about shopping and Christmas gifts, but we also mentioned that we wanted to talk about the Black Friday sale.
I was going to end the episode with that.
Okay. We're going to end the episode with that. What about your Amazon? Why don't you give a little feedback? How great was that?
Oh,
your little
my gosh.
Amazon.
Well, I talked about it on my episode last week, my solo episode.
That's correct.
But maybe okay. I hadn't announced it yet. All the days are blending together. Well, thank you all so much for entering the Amazon giveaway gift card on Bose & Company and for sharing the podcast with friends and family. That went over really well. And then I'm running another Amazon gift card giveaway on my main account for Black Friday. So you can enter that. You just have to respond to my story. I think I need to, I'll post it again today. Super easy, but just thought it'd be fun for everybody shopping this week. I'm so overwhelmed by Black Friday.
Yes, we are a little overwhelmed just because there's so much content that we want to show and share, but also, you know, just to kind of be normal about it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I feel without, like there are so many
like,
sales.
I get so overboard now and I don't need to buy all this stuff. I just like to look at it all.
I know. And I'm trying to break it down like in my head of what, I mean, we ordered a few things from Heaven Mayhem. I think they have a really great sale going on. Obviously, Amazon has so many things on sale.
Yes.
And then I need to do some Christmas shopping, like Thanksgiving morning. I need to hunker down and do some of that. We're going to get things together because I do know that this is a huge shopping time for everyone. But I will say, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, like...
I will say even, I don't know if you realize this, Claire bought, I want to say it was your Christmas presents and or birthday presents from Anthropology. And then over the weekend, there was a 30 or 40% off sale. She had Connor pull up in front of Anthro. She returned it all and reordered it online.
I mean, you might as
well. Because she was saving so much. So it does make you just a little bananas if you, like myself, buy things ahead of time.
Right, right.
So I mean, I think this is the weekend. Black Friday's been going on for days. So
the whole month. Some people have been doing sales the entire month.
Yeah, yes. I was trying to explain it to Dad because he was like, I am confused. Why is everything...
Everything is slash, BOGO, going... I mean, I'm like, yes. Are we going on a business? Like, what's going on? Are you guys okay? Like, and they must right. have so much inventory because like some of these sales have been going on for weeks
no,
and
crazy.
They're not selling out.
And when I was younger, Black Friday, people would get up. I mean, even when you were little.
Yes.
You know, I think this is a little bit more civilized than, you know, people stampeding other people at stores
because
right. they were opening at midnight or whatever. So I do think this is more civilized. We can all handle scrolling.
Of course.
It's a lot simpler.
It is a lot simpler. It's more of an individual sport.
It's controlled.
It's more of an individual sport than an in-person sport. But lots of ordering, I mean. So you're working on that. You're spearheading that.
I am.
And working on that a lot. So I will be sharing.
I think we'll maybe do it like as a blog post. And then you can maybe send the link out to everyone. Just, I always like to see people that I follow. That's who I go to, my mentors. I want to see what they have selected, what they have found, what they see.
There are, and I need to think about, like, I mean, I'm just seeing in my own life, like skincare products, like, okay, we use Obagi, like they always have an amazing Cyber Monday, like Black Friday, like that's totally worth it because we use that every, oh, you know what I did want to talk about? So I was sent this, actually, everyone listen up, I'm going to do a tight shot. Okay. If you need something jewelry related, I worked with this brand. Mm-hmm. They're called Demain Diamonds, Demain Diamonds. And they designed this stunning ring for me.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's a half circle. What is this cut? I forget. Oval
Marquee
cut. Oval cut. And it's beautiful with a gold base. And I have a coupon code, but then I was on their website. They're doing 40% off. It's a smaller company, 40% off diamonds. I'm going to leave the link below for you guys to take it to the website. I mean, if you want like a new ring for the holidays, I'm mm-hmm. saying maybe even buy it for yourself. Earrings, they were crazy prices. And I'm wearing, it's really nice quality.
It's beautiful. And the box that it came in, the presentation was gorgeous.
I felt like I needed to make a public service announcement because I have never seen anyone posting about this. I had never heard of them until they reached out to me. And after wearing the product for a couple of weeks now, I am very impressed. And
it's
the prices
beautiful.
Were very reasonable on top of the sale. Now it's like they're giving it away. So you should go and check them out.
Yeah. We'll put a link up for that.
But I'm trying to think of any, like red light masks. I think that's worth it mm-hmm. because those are really on sale right now for Black Friday.
That's a great idea.
And I mean, red light masks are expensive to begin with. And we use ours every single day.
Even with Black Friday, sometimes I think of it as an opportunity for me to get deals on things.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, yes, you can get gifts, but stuff that you normally like, it's a good time to do it.
And you were saying, like, you were on Veronica Beard just before we started recording, and you were seeing blazers for $200.
Saks had a blazer. I'm going to put it on the blog post that we're going to send out. It was like $208. See, that's a great gift.
That's when it's worth it for yourself. I you're right. I look at Black Friday more as shopping for yourself.
Yes.
Because yes. I feel like with gifts, it's kind of hard to sift through and there's so much. But then when you see
and
stuff
I feel like vacuums and TVs and whatever, like I think that's for yourself. I'm not. The other thing, I haven't looked, but I think that if you don't have a good steamer.
That's whether, a good one, Mom.
Yeah, a clothing steamer or a travel one. I think that is a Black Friday deal.
I think that's also a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many gadgets. There's so many.
Yeah.
But then the things that you actually want. They sit this one out. You know, they're not on sale.
No. But if you want that special ice cube maker, I think it's available.
And that's always on sale. Always. Leading me to believe that that's marked up to such a high degree. It must cost no money to make those ice makers.
I don't know. Everybody's always sharing the ice.
I don't know what I'm missing either. Yeah.
And I the little cubes and I don't.
And they're so big. Like, are you putting these? Where are you putting this? In your kitchen.
I don't know, but you can get them for Black
Friday. Like, I really want a Breville, and like the Breville that I want is not on sale. So that's when I'm annoyed, you know?
Right.
Because you've led me here. You've gotten me all excited.
It's appliance.
It's appliance. I thought gadgets, appliance, kitchenware, something like that. Nope, not on sale.
No.
So screw we're gonna, you.
We're going to do our best to get.
To get things in order, absolutely. Yes. And then I guess we can make our announcement here. We are doing a Black Friday sale as well, starting on Black Friday. We're going to keep it true to the day, and it will lead Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday onto Cyber Monday, 25% off on our website, emilyonbose.com.
Everything except the book.
Excluding the book.
That's our, you know, Breville.
The book is always excluded.
It's always excluded.
It's always excluded. That's our Breville for you. I'm so sorry if you thought that you were going to get the Breville and it's not.
Right.
But the book is not marked down. It's site-wide excluding the book. I always love when it's like they do this huge like it's like those medication commercials or whatever.
Yes!
And then it's like, you know, this may cause death. And then it's like all of the things below.
50 things below.
Right. Exactly. I didn't know I had a pamphlet that went along with this. But yeah, site-wide 25% off excluding the book. Shopping on emilyonbose.com. So that is our contribution to Black Friday.
Yes.
So now let's get into our little Thanksgiving.
Okay. So
topics.
We have a little this or that questions. What do you want? This or that? Or would you rather?
We'll do a little bit of both. Let's do a little bit of surprise me, Mom. I love when the producer takes over and brings.
These are kind of goofy, but they're fun. Because you can, you know, you can think yourself. All right. Leftovers. Do you like leftovers cold or reheated?
I like cold leftovers.
All right.
Like stuffing, I feel like cold can be very good. Mm. Or like a turkey sandwich, some turkey.
For sure, a turkey sandwich. Pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
Oh, pecan pie is really specific. I would have to say pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever have pecan pie.
We don't, but I do like
pecan.
It.
Pecan. Do you call it pecan or pecan?
Right. We don't. Okay. How about this one? This is like Thanksgiving and holiday questions.
Of course.
Thanks to ChatGPT.
We love Chat. Chat's my assistant.
Yes.
You did say that a little while ago.
Eggnog. Love it or leave it?
I feel like I haven't had it enough in my adult life to have a strong opinion about it.
Okay, we're going to get it this
festive.
Year.
I think that it is usually like around something celebratory and fun. So I always have good feelings towards it.
Right.
I like milk. So
I think you would like it.
And I like a cocktail. So I feel like I would like it.
I mean, I've only had eggnog like plain. I've never had it. Do you have a cocktail?
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought that they had like at a party, like they put some sort of alcohol in it.
I think you do, but I've never had it. I had it as a kid.
I don't actually think I've ever had eggnog.
What, guys, we're going to have eggnog.
And
we're going to try and make something around it. We'll see if it's.
I do know that it can be very polarizing, eggnog. Some people absolutely hate it. And I'm sure for those who are lactose intolerant, like the sight of it is just like very triggering.
Well, I mean, it made it to the.
Of course. They knew it was controversial.
Yeah. I mean, people are getting fired up right now. People's stomachs are turning right now. They're listening.
Exactly. I like the little cups that it's usually served in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit more eggnog research.
Please do.
All right, how about this? Ugly quick Christmas sweater or festive pajamas?
Festive pajamas. Of I don't
course.
Actually really get behind the whole ugly Christmas sweater thing. I like a tasteful Christmas sweater. I'm in a fair aisle today. I think that's where my limit goes with ugly Christmas sweaters.
Right.
But, just put a cute sweater on. Like.
So once we went to dinner, this is like when you guys were younger, and I had been wrapping presents all day long.
Okay.
I don't even know if you know the story.
Tell me.
And Dad came home. We had a babysitter. And he's like, let's go out to dinner. So we went to our club, which is nearby, and I had on a cute sweater that I had bought for myself, and it had a penguin on it and like a little bit of snow, and I had a little white button down underneath it. We walked in not knowing that it was an ugly sweater.
Stop.
Party night.
I don't
night.
Know if I've ever heard this.
I walked in and the host or hostess goes, "Oh my God, that is the perfect ugly sweater." For the
no,
yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. I don't know if I wore it again. It was so cute. It was like black and white.
I think I can vaguely remember this. Was it like Bowdoin or something?
I was just gonna say it was Bowdoin
written all over this.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the odds?
So then I had. So then everybody thought that we were at the ugly sweater party, but we weren't.
But you just were trying to there for dinner.
That was just my sweater.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, I could see like those. I mean, like I always think of like Avara. They have those. Yes. I have one in the studio right now and it says Mary on it. But I
love those.
I love those too. I think they're so fun.
Yeah.
But I don't like ugly Christmas sweaters.
No. I mean, really, if I'm going to a party, that's fine. But I mean, I
like a cute. Why can't it just be a cute Christmas sweater?
Right. I don't know. I don't know why it has to be ugly. No, I agree. I think
I don't ever get the joke. Like, I don't get I don't get the joke of it. You know, like, I don't think it's funny. I don't get that humor.
No.
I don't think that is funny humor.
No. I didn't think it was funny.
No,
when
like
I
feel bad for you.
I'd be so annoyed. They all thought it was ugly. I mean, not everyone, but whatever. I was adorable. All right, let's see here. Holiday cards, send or skip?
Send.
Yeah, send them.
Send. You just did send our Christmas card. It looks so pretty.
Speaking of our Christmas card, thank you very much. I usually send out our Christmas card. They are usually done right now. And they are mailed the day before Thanksgiving. So I would mail them tomorrow.
Yes.
But we are not. It's ready. I've picked it out. In fact, the envelopes, I think, are coming today because I'm just going to hand address them ahead of time.
Okay.
But I'm going to wait for a picture of the baby. So
of
I
course.
Have a family picture and then.
I think that's smart this year.
Wait, I think so.
Because it won't be that much later.
No.
No.
No. So it's picked out. It's ready.
It's very pretty.
Yes. Let's see. Holiday movies, do you like classics or new releases?
I would say that I like both because I do feel like Netflix comes out with those fun Christmas movies. And mm-hmm. I feel like anytime I'm at Dry Bar during the holidays, they're always playing like Hallmark movies that are new. And I watch them and I like them. They put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
But I do like the classics as well. I don't ever feel like we get around to watching enough Christmas movies.
No, we should start early. Dad and I watched Mark Wahlberg's new movie, Family Plan 2. And the good news is that Terry loves Mark Wahlberg.
Of course.
So it doesn't matter what,
what
movie.
Man doesn't?
I don't know.
I don't
get
it.
I don't know what the fascination is.
I don't either.
But I don't think he realized that it was just like a cutesy kind of family movie.
And Mark's been doing that for the past couple of years. I think maybe so his kids can watch his movies.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. But I kind of get the feeling he's been doing very family friendly, kitschy movies.
I loved it.
Yeah.
My only question is, he seems a little bit old to have a four-year-old.
Yeah, he's always playing that young dad.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's jumping over buildings and he's doing all this stuff. And
yeah.
I think
he loves
this.
Mark
the time
loves
has
a stunt.
Passed.
He does. He loves the stunt. And I think he still sees himself as like a young dad character. And
yes,
like you're not super young, Mark.
No.
I'm kind of in a negative mood today, so I feel like I'm going after everybody right now.
But it was it had a Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
We watched that Jonas Brothers Christmas movie,
my
which was
because
Elizabeth went to the Jonas Brothers concert like 2 weeks ago, and then she was like, oh my gosh, at the concert they announced that they just had this new movie come out and it was on Netflix. So we watched it and I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was adorable.
Chuckling. I thought it was cute.
It was funny, though. I did not know it was a musical, which makes sense.
Right.
But they started the first song, and I just kind of turned to her, and she goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, it's a musical. And it's just
that kind of threw me off,
corny.
But other than that, it was good. It was
yes, cute.
Very wholesome.
Yes. Turkey or ham?
Ham.
Oh.
I'm a salty girl. Oh, my God. I love ham.
We're not having it on Thanksgiving.
No, I know, but that's okay. I like the turkey too.
Yeah, of course. Gravy or no gravy?
Gravy.
I love
gravy.
Gravy
loaded up.
Yes. Okay, let's see here.
Do you want me to ask some of these to you, or do you already know the questions?
I kind of know them, but okay, let's go on to here. You ask me some of these.
I'll do some of these.
We also have Would You Rathers on
the next page. Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, what is the best part of Thanksgiving dinner for you?
Oh my gosh, everyone's sitting at the table with me.
Yeah.
I love it. Nothing better.
best Thanksgiving dessert. I mean, we kind of talked about the pies.
I love pumpkin pie. And you know what? I love a slice of pumpkin pie the next morning.
Yes.
And I like a little bit of whipped cream off to the side.
Our grandma, like my dad's mom, would always have cake sometimes after things in the morning, like after a celebration.
All the time.
All the time with her coffee. And I'm not going to lie, I did that the other day after my party, after Bo's Bakery. We had been out the night before. I had no food in my apartment. And I had some cake with my coffee. And I thought of grandma.
You thought of grandma.
Honestly, haven't started my day better this past week.
It's so decadent. And you know what? Good for her.
Good for her.
She would, if there was a birthday, she always took an extra. If there was extra, she would take a piece home. And she's like, oh, this is going to be great tomorrow morning with my coffee.
And you know what? It is. It's sometimes better than when you have it when you're supposed to.
Right.
Yes. Cake in the morning is so great.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to be able to answer. Worst holiday gift received. I don't know why that just made me start laughing, but I don't think you have a worst holiday gift you've received.
I don't.
I was just laughing because, like, why did chat think of that?
I don't know. I didn't skim over those.
Wait, cooking disaster story? They kind of take a turn with some of these questions. Okay, what's your favorite holiday drink?
Ooh, I would say I do like a festive mule.
Yes.
So a play on the Moscow mule, like a cranberry mule.
Oh, yes,
or pomegranate.
You do. Pomegranate. You're such a pomegranate girl.
And then I like I have two of them, the copper Moscow mule cups. I have two red ones and a red cocktail shaker. And you know what? I could drink water out of that glass and I love it. But I do like some sort of a festive mule, maybe with a cranberry in it.
And I feel like anytime I see like a rosemary or a pomegranate coming my way, it's like we're going to get into some hot gossip and it's going to be a great night. It's going to be great.
Put a candy cane in it. I love it.
Someone's getting ripped apart tonight. Okay. Because that has a lovely little accoutrement.
Yeah.
A little garnish.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
I love it. Okay, holiday shopping. I think we know the answer to this. Early or last minute?
Oh my gosh, early.
You're done.
Please. It makes me like heart palpitations if we're doing it late. I do think, by the way, that I am done with birthday and Christmas shopping.
You said that the other day.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I just need to continue. I think I told the podcast listeners at one point, I bought big bags and I have sorted everything and I feel very, because I'm visual. I want to see it.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel kind of good about it.
And where'd you get those bags from?
Just Amazon. They're not as great as I thought they were, but they're fine.
Okay. That's your honest review.
Yes.
What's your favorite leftover food? A lot of leftover
pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Yeah, just one extra little piece. And you know what? Then I don't ever have pumpkin pie the rest of the year.
No, 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 no.
No, it's like candy corn. I love candy corn a week or two before Halloween, and then I never want to see it.
Yes, I completely agree with you. Coziest winter item, blanket or sweater?
Ooh, blanket.
Blanket. I love a blanket.
Yes. I need a blanket even in the summer. Like, I like it.
I need a blanket.
With a blanket.
Yeah. I need a blanket to eat dinner.
I would drag it around. Yeah, same. Totally, if I could.
I put blanket up there with like my security makeup headband. Like, I could wear the makeup headband. Oh my gosh, you guys, the other day, what was I doing? I was bringing stuff up and down from my car in my apartment building.
Right.
And I had my makeup headband on the entire time. And for some reason, I ran into like everybody in my building.
No.
Talking to everybody in this makeup headband. I went through a drive-thru with my makeup headband on the other day. And I actually had to like be like,
it's like a crown.
No, like what a kook. Like, you need to stop doing this. Just wear
funny.
A clip. Yeah. I went through a drive-thru and then why is everyone looking at me so weird? Yeah, I really took it too far.
So that's hilarious.
Rein it back in, Emily. Like, yeah. This is.
Do you think those are on Amazon for Black Friday?
Well, they're definitely on Amazon. They're already so cheap to begin with, but
okay.
Don't take it as far as I've taken it. It's like when you walk outside with the UFOs. That's my equivalent to
it's horrifying.
Horrifying. Okay. Do you want to do some would you rather questions?
Of course. I love would you rather. All right. Would you rather do all of the Thanksgiving cooking or all of the Thanksgiving cleaning?
I'd rather do the cleaning.
Okay. Given your situation at the grocery store the other day, you probably would.
I mean, yes. If it was any indication of the lack of patience I have, I don't think I'm in a state right now to cook.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I would assist if somebody like needed help, but I can't do it all.
Would you rather, I know the answer to this, would you rather watch football or Thanksgiving movies after dinner?
Thanksgiving movies after dinner. You know what I was talking about?
What is a Thanksgiving movie?
I don't know, but I'm here for it. I was talking about it at my birthday party the other day. I was talking to one of my girlfriends and we were saying, we were laughing to each other how it's been such a wonderful fall for so many reasons. And she had also just recently broken up with her boyfriend. So many amazing reasons. But we're so happy that we don't know. We have not had to pay any attention to football, to sports betting, to any game time. Like, that hasn't even crossed my mind. And the extra space that I haven't had to watch a football game. That's so amazing.
Wow.
We're talking about it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather eat, these are kind of goofy, would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner with no dessert or with no turkey?
No turkey. I love the dessert.
Oh. You know, you're probably right.
I feel like I'm a
right.
side kind of girl.
Yeah. Would you, would you rather, here's back to the eggnog. It's really putting me in a festive mood. Would you rather drink hot chocolate or eggnog by the fire?
Well, again, I need to circle back to this eggnog thing. My initial reaction is going to be hot chocolate because I know what I'm going to get. And I could have, I could have a vat of hot chocolate. It sounds amazing.
Yes.
But I don't want to completely rule out eggnog because I think that it could be something that I would enjoy. Is it sweet eggnog?
I can't remember either.
It's thick.
See if, depending on like what I've eaten that night, how I'm feeling, if I had eggnog, if it would go sideways in my stomach.
I think I could also see,
because I can get like easily nauseous with those creamier.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if I order an espresso martini and they put, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What is that? Where sometimes you have to ask for it out.
The cream.
Like, oh my gosh, what's it called?
I know. You asked before and
I can't
remember.
You know what I'm talking about. If I sometimes get it and I start drinking it, it will set my stomach off.
I don't think you should have eggnog. You could maybe have a sip.
I'll have a sip. I'll have a sip.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, one more. Would you rather deal with holiday traffic or long lines at stores?
Well, based off of my lack of patience at the long lines, I think. But I also get a little panicky with traffic. But I like to be in my car, so I'd have to say traffic.
No, I think
I like
so
to be
too.
Because I can like listen to music.
Have you listened? This is my own question. I'm not asking this on my own. Have you listened to any Christmas music yet in the car?
Oh, of course.
Same.
Yeah. My favorite Christmas song is Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, I didn't even ask that question.
It's such a good song.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I can listen to that all year round. Yeah. It's so good.
I like anything Michael Bublé.
Oh, you're so Michael Bublé. Michael coded. Yes.
Yes, I love him. I saw him in concert once.
Didn't he touch your arm?
He did. He did. And I don't know anything about him now, but.
Right. You love him. I mean, he has such
heyday,
good.
I loved him. I had floor seats.
Yeah.
And
it was like your Super Bowl.
Yeah. He was doing like a collaboration with Nordstrom at the time.
Yes.
And I should ask Laura if she was at that concert.
Wait. Yes. That was so long ago.
I got to ask her. And I got tickets and we sat right. Dad. I was right on the end and I was with Dad and I married Michael Bublé. Right in the aisle when he walked by.
You love his songs.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. You're so Michael Bublé.
I
don't
have
know what
any
he does. I should
anymore.
Check up on him. I don't know, but he's got the voice of an angel. So,
and I think he's on The Voice. Or what's the one that Simon Cowell's on?
Yep. America's Got Talent or
something. Yeah, because my ears perked up because I saw an ad and he was on there.
Wait, who's the other person that you love?
Oh,
there's two people that
oh my gosh, Harry Connick Jr.
I
love Harry Connick Jr.
You've always, ever since I was little, I've known like you love Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is very charismatic.
And
yeah.
he married a Victoria's Secret model who is darling, beautiful, beautiful woman. And they have three daughters.
Yes. Yeah.
And once, I should tell this, the girls were little and we went to Mount Vernon, which is where George Washington's home was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in character, similar to like Williamsburg.
Yes.
And they stay in character.
Yes.
And it drives me bananas. Because I just want to talk to the people. I don't want you to pretend that you're from George Washington's time.
Just like, be normal.
If I have a question, I want you to
answer it in this year.
I got it. Like you can be in, character, but like, can we also sidebar it and give me some answers?
Totally.
So we're walking, you guys are little. We're at Mount Vernon and I see a guy and I look at him and I said, you look just like Harry Connick Jr. And of course, Terry's laughing, and the guy stays in character. I'm so sorry, but I wish I knew who you were talking about because I'm from George Washington's time. I'm like, no. You look and he wouldn't crack. He wouldn't like give in to
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, it's yeah, so it was funny. He must have been really cute.
Yeah, he was darling.
And Harry Connick Jr. has like Christmas songs too.
Oh, he's got everything. I don't even really, and I used to like when he was on Will and Grace. I don't really pay attention to him, but I've always liked him. He just seems like a nice guy.
I wonder why his acting career didn't really go like any further than.
I don't think he's a very good actor.
No, I don't think he is. I always remember that. It doesn't get brought up a lot, but
we were at Nemacolin, which is a resort in Pennsylvania.
This was last year.
Last year. And they have like a jazz lounge, something or other. So you and the three girls, the four of us went, and it was, what was the instrument he played?
He played the cello. Yes.
And he is in Harry Connick Jr.'s band.
I'm like, oh my God, Mom, it's a sign. We all got really excited. We're like, Harry Connick Jr. Oh my God, my mom loves Harry Connick Jr. It was so funny. It was like a whole thing.
I don't even listen to his music or anything. I just like him.
I would say that's your celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I, yeah. And like, even when we were little, it was, I'm trying to think who my celebrity crush would be. Who's somebody who I like always, I can remember the first person who I thought, like when the first person who I thought was so cute when I was younger, which everyone's going to laugh at me.
I can't wait.
Is Donny Osmond.
You love Donny Osmond.
Because you would play, what was that show? It was their show.
Yeah, Donny and Marie show. Yes, I got videos because I loved, you know what, I loved Donny Osmond. Far more than I ever liked Harry Connick Jr.
Yes.
No, I loved Donny Osmond. He was in Joseph and we watched the show. So I got you guys the videos when you were younger.
Uh-huh.
Just for something different to watch. And you did. You kind of loved him.
Well, we were really young. Like, yes. I mean, they were like appropriate, but I just remember like being, this was the first, I must have been like 7 or 8 or whatever. And the first thing that kind of was like, wait, this man is so cute.
Yes,
and
so
I loved,
cute.
And that is like, still to this day, like my type. It's like dark hair and dark eyes and like charismatic.
And can sing.
Yeah, wait. Why can't anybody of these, all these men have singing in general? That's right. And then Joseph and the Technicolor or whatever.
We listened to the CD all the
time. That one song. I wanted to play at my wedding. It is the best. What is it? I close my
eyes. I can't sing, so I'm not in it.
Yeah, it was so good.
And we saw it like in 1994 or something in Chicago, and Donny Osmond was the lead.
And he played
Joseph.
Joseph. Didn't he have to get in really good shape?
He was
this
in really
episode
good shape.
Went a totally different direction. This whole episode went a completely different direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember we were always listening to those songs, and I loved Donny Osmond.
We would listen to those CDs in the car.
I also thought Dad kind of looked like Donny Osmond growing up. Yeah.
That's cute.
Which also makes sense why, like, if you love Donny Osmond, Dad kind of looks like Donny Osmond.
Yeah. I loved Donny Osmond since I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't know it, but I have.
No, he does. No, this was the first person. Yeah.
In fact, we took you guys to Vegas. We went to the Grand Canyon and did that. How old do you think you were?
Oh, we were little, too.
And Donny and Marie were performing. And we went to their concert.
We
We're in Donnie some casino. Donnie, it's me, Donnie, Anne.
It's me. And all of my kids are also in love with you.
Oh, my God. I think you were bummed out, though, because he was way older. Like, you were watching the videos from when I was little.
Oh, that's a good thing to clarify. Mm-hmm. I was watching them when he was also
young.
Really young.
Yes.
So that was like, that was also confusing to me.
Correct.
As to why that was.
Yeah, you're like, man, he does not look good. I know, like, he actually does not look good.
And then the other person who I remember being in love with was, this was when I was also little, was the American Girl doll movies.
Oh.
The Felicity movie. Felicity was my choice of doll. And Shailene Woodley was in a movie with, I don't think he had much of a career, but, you know, and they're like in colonial times.
Was it, so it was Kit's dad, wasn't it?
No, it was Felicity's movie. It was Felicity's movie and he was like her friend.
Oh.
And he had like longer hair.
I know who
and
you
he
mean.
And he like rode a horse.
Yeah.
And I was like young, you know, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, this is how life should be. We're riding horses. Yeah. And I also remember being in love with that guy in that movie as well. So I kind of had a wide range.
Yeah, you had a type early on. Very early on.
Anyway, just getting this episode back on track.
Yes. Wow.
Those are really cute questions that you prepared for us today. And I think that's going to be our show now that we have completely derailed the topic of this. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope that everyone gets home safe for the holiday week and for Thanksgiving, and that you hunker down, you watch the Macy's Day Parade, and you spend some great time with your family. I did want to just make the announcement. This is the only episode of Bose and Company for the week due to the holidays, due to the birthday, due to everything that's going on, Black Friday. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back next week with two episodes. And that's going to be our schedule for the week. And you can always watch this on YouTube and follow along on everything else for the week on my other socials. Do you have any other announcements that we need to make?
No, this is wonderful. I hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We're grateful for all the podcast listeners.
We're so grateful for you and for the amazing support for the past, you know, ever.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, I hope you guys have a fabulous Thanksgiving. We will see you all next week when I am officially 26.
Yes.
Woo! Thank you all so much for listening. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.